Today's scripture reading is from Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 through 4.
今天的经文来自希伯来书第一章第一到第四节。
We will read this together, first in English, then in Chinese.
我们会先用英文，然后用广东话一起读出。
Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through wisdom
also he created the world.
He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sin, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs.
是希伯来书第一章第一节，我一起读。神记在古时，藉着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，神就在这末世，藉着他儿子晓谕我们。 由祖祖为他立，承受万有的，也曾藉着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真像，常用他权能的命令托住万有。他洗净罪人的罪，坐在高天至大者的右边。他所承受的命， 既比天使的名更尊贵，又超越所有天使。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
愿神祝福读和听他话语的人。
Today's message is given by Brother Jin. The title is Jesus, the Greatest Prophet.
今日郑传道为我传讲神的信息，他讲到的题目是耶稣最伟大的先知第二讲。
Would you join me in a prayer? Dear God, thank you once again for allowing us to hear your word, allowing us to hear the call to worship you this morning. We come before you humbly to worship you in spirit and truth. Would you speak to us, Jesus the prophet? Jesus, the last and ultimate revelation of who you are through today's verses. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Good morning, everyone. Welcome all of you who are joining us in person and online.
很高兴大家可以今天来到教会或者在家里网上聚会。
Last week we started off by understanding Jesus, the greatest prophet above all prophets.
上星期我们讲过，耶稣基督是最伟大的先知。
And we're continuing on verses 3 to 4 to see and understand the other side of the author of the book of Hebrews' intention of displaying Jesus' superiority over the angels.
我们今天会集中讲第三、第四节，我们讲到耶稣基督是比所有的天使是更加的高。
We understood from reading book Hebrews chapter 10 to onward that to remain in the faith had two key points.
我们看到有两个重点。
And it is to first understand Jesus Christ as the great high priest, the only mediator between sinful creatures to holy God. And second, we understood him as the perfect, one and only perfect, sufficient sacrifice for sins. And this knowing who Jesus is and knowing what he has done for our salvation would help us to remain in the faith. And And along the same way, Jesus' mediation between us and God came to us in three different shape and forms.
咁佢點樣樣去作為我哋中保，可以用三方面去睇到。
First, he was our prophet.
第一，佢係我哋嘅先知。
And he was our priest.
係我哋嘅祭司。
And he was our king.
亦都係我哋嘅王。
And in Hebrews 1:1-4, we're looking at the first part of his prophetic role as our mediator.
第一，我喺第一、第二節度睇到就話，佢作為一個中保嘅佢所扮演嘅角色。
And from long time ago, from the beginning of the world to the incarnation of Jesus, God has spoken many times in various forms. But the last day, He spoke by His Son, Jesus Christ.
咁喺第一、第二節，佢話記在古時，藉著眾先知，多次多方的曉喻列祖，在這末世，藉著他兒子曉喻我們，為他所承受萬有的，藉著他創造諸世界。
We can understand God spoke to us by His Son because, number one, in verse 2, we saw that He was appointed as the heir of all things that were created, visible and invisible.
咁我喺第二節裏邊睇到就話，神喺一早嘅時候已經立定耶穌基督作為承受萬有。
And this appointment is precisely because of who He is within the relationship of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
因為喺三位一體嘅關係裏邊，神有呢一個嘅身份。
Unlike many other prophets, He had this special relationship that's beyond time and beyond space with God.
而因為佢嘅身份，無論喺呢個時間空間裏邊，佢同神都有呢個特別嘅關係。
He was there in the beginning, He's now with us, and He will be at the end of the time. And because He is the second person of the Trinity.
佢係喺創造之前，喺創造，亦都喺末世裏邊，神都係喺呢一度。
And therefore, He was the only one to receive everything that God has created as a person who has taken upon flesh.
佢係嗰個原來已經有嘅，而佢呢個道成肉身。
As we will see later, all the prophets who have spoken under the authority of God were not complete and comprehensive and truly, fully representing what God had to say to His people.
所以後來嚟嘅每一個嘅先知都唔能夠去做到耶穌基督所做嘅。
And because He is in special relationship with the Father and the Son, He was also an agent to create everything outside of this relationship.
佢亦都唔係喺呢個創造裏邊係俾佢所限制。
And He created the world, therefore He alone receives and deserves to be the heir of all things. That was what we have covered last week.
咁所以佢係唯一嗰一個，亦都係我上個星期所講嘅嘢。
But today we see not just in the change of subject from God the Father to the Son, but we also see a change in the agent of God's revelation from the old prophets from the Old Testament to angels whom God used even at the time of God's Son's birth and His ascension.
咁我哋今日會講到就話，無論係喺同呢個天使去比較佢嘅時候，神會有咩嘅唔同？
But once again, unlike Jesus Christ, the Son of God, these imperfect prophets and imperfect angels were doing what God has called them to do, yet they were prefiguring, they're pointing people to the ultimate and fuller revelation of God, which is Jesus.
咁呢啲所有嘅天使，其實佢哋所做嘅一切，都指向翻耶穌基督將來會做嘅一切。
How do we know this?
In
verse 3, the author supports his argument of verse 1 and 2.
在第三節裏面，他用來去解釋前面的第一、第二節。
Him alone, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who took on flesh alone, is the radiance of the glory of God, an exact imprint of His nature.
咁佢講到就話，佢係神本體嘅真像，係神榮耀所發嘅光輝。
So when we receive messages from God, from the Bible, and when and the people of Israel receive prophecies from through prophets, what they were witnessing is not just the work that the mighty work He has done, but actually God's glory that at the end of that work to be manifested.
咁所以当啲人去睇到神嘅光辉嘅时候，亦都去睇到咗神所做嘅嘢。
So we must understand why did God reveal Himself to the humanity, a sinful, imperfect, corrupted people? It's not because He loves us. Period. End of it. Story. It's not because He wants to be with us for eternity and save us. Period. It's actually for His glory. His glory to be revealed throughout the nation.
就係講到話神佢嘅光輝，就係呢個嘅萬國之前，係將我哋顯現出嚟。
It was His glory, the end goal of our Christianity, end goal of our spiritual walk, not our salvation or our ticket to go to heaven and end of it.
唔係話淨係去到呢個嘅像呢個天國嘅一個嘅一個嘅門票一樣。
But finite beings such as the old prophets in the Old Testament and sinful lips, as we can see in Isaiah, were not able to fully represent and display this glory who is holy, perfect, omnipotent, infinite.
咁我哋睇到就话呢个神呢个作为呢个三位一体嘅第二个部分嘅时候，神呢个嘅尼赛亚佢嘅光辉系永恒同埋永远嘅。
And we also see that the exact imprint of His nature. We read in Psalm 19 and also Romans 1 that the created things around the world cry out the glory, invisible attributes of God, but they were doing it imperfectly until Jesus Christ, God Himself, came as the exact imprint of His nature.
咁喺詩篇第十九篇裏邊，佢將講到話呢一切都係神所創造。
And this Jesus, who were the radiance of God's glory, an exact imprint of His nature, we're talking about His divine nature, He was also ascended and exalted, and now sits at the right hand, not the left hand, okay? Right hand of God, the Father Almighty.
咁而呢一个嘅圣子，佢今日住系坐喺神嘅右边，而唔系坐喺神嘅左边。
And He has become much superior to angels. Since He has received the name that every name will, every knee will bow down, the name that those who call upon that specific name will be saved. He inherited things that are more excellent than angels, and that's the gist of supporting argument of why Jesus is superior than the old prophets and angels.
講到話呢個萬膝應該跪拜，萬口都應該係去稱讚呢一個嘅神。
I started off saying that His special relationship with the Father and the Son, which Him alone had, were the reason why He is superior than other prophets and angels. But what do I mean by that? And we can see that in three points.
咁我所講呢度頭先講嘅一切嘅嘢，呢度有三點。
We're just following verse 3. Number one. What do I mean by He had a special relationship with God? He was able to represent, He was able to be a radiance of God's glory. That's number one.
第一，他讲到他是神荣耀的光辉。
Number two, He was able to uphold this entire universe by the word of His power. And that's number two.
第二，他讲到就说，他在能够将这个神的权能去托住呢个，透过佢嘅话语嘅权能去托住呢个万有。
And lastly, after verse 3, the latter part of verse 3, after making purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of God, the Majesty on high. And that's the third point.
然后第三，佢话佢坐喺呢个高天至大者嘅右边。
The first point has to do with His person, His relationship with God, that Him alone could become that radiant that fully resembles God's glory and exact imprint of his nature, and that's his person. And second...
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. The first part, because he is, because of who he is within the relationship of the Trinity, he was able to be the radiance of the glory of God, an exact imprint of his nature. No other creature were able to represent God that full, with that fullness. God himself was alone were able to represent who he is, truly who he is, and fully who he is to his people.
咁佢講到就話，世界上邊冇一樣嘢，佢哋能夠可以好似耶穌基督一樣，有耶穌基督嘅本性，係代表咗神呢個永恆呢個所發嘅光輝。
And the second point and third point, that he is upholding the universe by word of his power, and he's making the purification of sin, and ascended and sitting at the right hand of God, that's his work. So, you know how I remember we started off understanding God, understanding Christ by his person and his work. When we talk about person, his relationship within the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, when we talk about his work, we're talking about primarily his creating, the work of his creation, as well as work of his redemption for sinners. I'm sorry.
Can you repeat that?
Yes. And... Sure. So when we look at Christ's work here on earth, is number one, he created the world, and number two, he died and made purification for sin, and he ascended to sit with the Father.
I'm sorry, you need to repeat that.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Maybe I can shorten it. Jesus' work of his earthly ministry has two parts.
耶稣在世界上面，他的事工有两部分。
One is creating the world and upholding the world by his word of his power.
第一，他创造这个世界，亦都是他来托住这个万有。
And secondly, it is his atonement sacrifice to purify the sins of our sins and his sitting equally with the Father on his right side.
第二就是说他是将这个他洁净这个世人的罪，他坐在神的右边。
And we're going to dive in more what we mean by that from now. So Jesus Christ, being the second person of the Trinity, took upon flesh to come down here on earth, means that he is the Messiah who is infinitely greater, eternally greater than all created beings.
神作为这个道成肉身的一个神，他比一切是更加的高。
Because he is radiance of God's glory, an exact imprint of his nature, he had no sin. He is without sin, unlike many other prophets who were sinful.
他是这个道成肉身，但他是一个完全无罪的，在他的本性里面。
And we can see Isaiah himself proclaiming, praying to God how sinful he is.
咁喺呢个以赛亚书嘅第六章里边，我哋睇到咗以赛亚睇到佢自己系一个几有罪嘅人。
Isaiah 6 verse 5 says this.
喺第六章第五节，佢咁样讲。
And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost." This is Isaiah speaking, right before God called him out.
喺神系呼召佢之前，以赛亚佢咁样讲。
And for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
那时我说祸灾，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
The way that we are seeing Jesus' exaltation is already embedded of in his nature, in his identity as a second person of Trinity, even before he has performed any earthly ministry.
喺其實耶穌基督喺做任何呢個世上嘅事工之前，其實我已經睇到佢係啊喺呢個萬有之上。
So in other words, his great high priesthood as well as his atonement sacrifice for sin, reflect his person, his relationship with the Father, his second person in the Trinity.
亦都將佢作為喺呢個三位一體嘅第二位，佢同神嘅關係去表示出嚟。
And within his work of mediation between the sinful creatures to God, we see first that he is a prophet because all prophecies focused on him.
因為所有嘅預言、所有嘅預表都係指向耶穌基督。
All prophecies were about Jesus Christ, as we read in Luke 24.
咁要睇下呢個路加福音第24章嘅時候啊，你會睇到。
Which means, he's the truth. He's the anticipated reality of all the prophets, who were prefiguring, the coming Messiah.
咁你睇到所有嘅先知佢所預言耶穌基督會嚟到嘅時候，就喺耶穌基督嘅身上可以達成。
For this reason, we were to say that he is the top of the line of the prophet ladder. He's the chief prophet, for he is the truth that all prophets were pointing to.
我哋睇到就话佢所系所有嘅先知嘅首位。
Not only that, when he taught with a special authority that all prophets did not have.
而佢所教導嘅，所同所有嘅先知所教導嘅係唔同。
His teachings were the teachings of God, and his words were the word of God the Father.
佢所講嘅説話都係天父所講嘅説話。
He was simply the true revelation of God Himself in a human form. Therefore, Him and the Father were one, according to the Gospel of John.
所以根據呢個嘅約翰福音，我哋睇到。他说到他与天父是同为一。
If the prophets and angels in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament were speaking with the authority of God, whom he has sent all these messengers, Jesus Christ was the message of God. He was God himself. He had that authority himself.
咁当所有嘅天使佢所讲嘅嘢嘅时候，其实耶稣基督。就是那一个的信息。
In that way, Jesus Christ alone were able to judge properly, and he were alone to be act as the measurement to which all other truth and conduct were to be measured.
他所做的事是所有人无论我们的行为我们的心态都是可以让我们能够一个量度一个的尺度。
And because of this, we hear that the hearing of the word itself that we receive from Jesus is eternal life. Because those who receive his word, which is the measurement of life and death, is what gives us eternal life.
因为无论我哋所跟随佢所讲嘅说话系点样嘅时候，又决定咗我哋喺永恒里边系生亦或系死。
And he was able to do so because we're going back to the beginning, because of his relationship with the Father and the Son, the Spirit.
因为我哋睇翻就话耶稣基督佢有呢个嘅权能，佢嘅身份系在乎于佢同神同埋圣灵嘅关系。
His relationship as eternal Son.Before the foundation of the world, beyond time and space, were precisely the reason that he had the authority over other angels or other means of God's message deliverance.
因为神在这个创造之前已经存在的原因，所以造成了他在任何被造的上面他所拥有的权威。
Now, what can we know more about this unique relationship with God?We can know that we have to go back to the Genesis 1, how Jesus was there when God used the word of his power to create the universe.
咁我要睇翻呢个嘅创世记嘅第一章，我哋睇到就话神喺个永恒嘅时候，佢究竟喺边一度咧？
And In verse 3, we see that he upholds the universe by the word of his power, which means we know that his word is the word that God used, precisely God used in the beginning of inception of this world to create this world and to preserve and uphold this universe.
在创世纪里面，他讲到就话，当神嘅话语话会有一样嘢嘅时候，佢就出现去证明咗神佢嘅权威。
Comparing that to the Spirit of God and the Old Testament prophets, we understand that the Old Testament prophets were only able to prophesy on behalf of God when the Holy Spirit descended upon them.
我们看到就说，同这个先知所比较的时候，先知如果没有圣灵降临在他身上，他根本不可以去预言将来的事。This
we can see in the story of King Saul before he was called to be the first king of Israel.
我们看回这个扫罗。
When the Spirit of God rested upon Saul on his way back to his home, after meeting Samuel, he was filled with Holy Spirit, and he prophesied with other prophets at that time.
咁我哋睇到就話，掃羅喺未喺呢個被高立為王之前，佢同一個普通人冇乜分別，但佢被高立之後，聖經話聖靈降臨喺佢嘅身上。
In other words, also in the New Testament, when the Holy Spirit rested upon the upper room during the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down like fire, splitting the tongues of the people there, and they began to prophesy.
咁亦都喺呢個嘅《使徒行傳》裏邊，佢講到就話，當喺聖靈降臨嗰一日，聖靈降臨喺好多人嘅身上，好似如火一樣，令到亦都令到好多人佢嘅舌頭可以張開，去説好多嘅説話。
But for Jesus, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus because God the Father and the Son sent both together sent the Holy Spirit after his ascension.
咁而喺呢個耶穌基督升天之後，耶穌基督呢一個聖子同埋聖父係將呢個聖靈係降落嚟。
In terms of the eternal relationship between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit was with the Son all throughout, even before the world, in his incarnation, his death and resurrection, and his ascension and sitting enthronement with the Father and to the eternity.
咁無論係喺道成肉身嘅時候，或者升天嘅時候，其實佢哋三個都係一直都係一齊。
For this reason, we see that 2 Timothy 3:16 goes, says that the Bible is the Word of God in the words of human beings, but it is breathed out by God, and so the Holy Spirit is the author of the Holy Bible.
咁喺呢個嘅提摩太後書第3:16。
All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in the righteousness. So there's a close relationship between the identity of the Bible, this Holy Scripture, which was given and fully represent God Himself through the Son, by the virtue of the Son, in the incarnate Son. There is close relationship to the Holy Spirit because everything that has been written in the Holy Scripture is written by the Holy Spirit.
咁我哋睇到就話，當第16節佢話聖經都是神所默示嘅時候，即係話係所神去將呢一個嘅聖經係俾出嚟去教訓人、督責人、使人歸正、教導人學義。
So what makes him unique as the last prophet and full revelation of God himself is not just his relationship with the Father, his eternal and infinite relationship with the Father, but also his eternal relationship with the Spirit as well.
咁我哋點睇到呢三者之間關係喺邊一度呢？
And the exalted Son is now sitting at the right hand of God.
咁呢個是 被抬高咗嘅聖子，佢今日坐喺神嘅右邊。And
this is interestingly, his ascension and his enthronement with the Father is prominent throughout the book of Hebrews. But there's one key point in soteriology that we do not often see in the book.
咁其中有一點，好多時候咧，我哋都會忽略咗嘅。And
that is his resurrection.
就係講到神嘅重生。
We We see him as the priest who is performing the sacrifice so that everyone who receives it would be saved. We see that him being the sacrificial lamb for the sins and our salvation. But there is a bit of a lack of emphasis on the resurrection of Jesus. And I want to ask you guys this morning, how many times have you heard or read something about resurrection of Christ more than death and his atonement sacrifice?
很多時候我們會講到神的受死，講到神的拯救，但很多時候我們未必講很多關於神的復活。
There's definitely an imbalance of the emphasis in the current church, in our pulpit also, that there is a more emphasis on death and atonement and its efficacy to our salvation than what resurrection of Jesus has to do with us today.
我很多時候，無論在講台或者好多地方，我都好少講神嘅復活。
And that's what we are seeing in the book of Hebrews as well, but there is a reason for that.
咁佢講得咁少係一個嘅原因。
The reason is because the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ are to be seen as one event.
因為我哋睇佢呢一樣嘢係好似一件事一樣。
And we can only see it with one event because there's ascension involved after the mentioning of death of Christ.
因為很多時候我一講完這些，我就會講到神他的升天。
And that mention of ascension already presupposed that Jesus has a glorious resurrected body.
他會講到立刻就有一個復活被榮耀的身體。
And with that resurrected glorious body, Jesus is sitting equally with the Father on his right side.
而跟住佢就坐喺神嘅右邊。
But another pattern that we ought to recognize in this passage is that there is always humiliation that comes before exaltation. And that's the pattern that we see throughout the Bible.
我哋喺聖經裏面去睇到嘅就話，凡係每一樣嘢係被榮耀之前發生嘅，就係佢嗰個人要去自卑。
In verse 3, we also read that after making purification for sins, that's the death of Jesus on the cross for our sins. After that, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. That there is an order in time and space.
我们看到就说在这个时间空间里面，当他去清洗了罪之后，他就立刻坐在神的右边，看到每一件事情的发生都有他的次序。
The death on the cross must go before Jesus sitting right sitting at the right hand of the majesty on high.
他要去坐在神的右边之前，他要先去面对这个的死亡。
Brothers and sisters, I want to ask you, suffering precedes glory.
在这个荣耀之前会有这个的痛苦。
And to be able to know that Jesus is also walking the same path, he also had to walk the same path, gives us courage and hope.
他亦都要走回我们可能会面对要走的路，好使我们今日能够得到鼓励，有这个的盼望。
And this is how the Old Testament Israelites were able to face numerous temptations and trials and suffering.
好使今日我们能够去面对我们的试探。
That to remember what God has done in our to our forefathers, even though our forefathers were suffering, were slaves in Egypt, at the end he stretched out his mighty hand and he saved us, and he has lifted us from our humiliation.
我们看到就算在这个以色列人，他们纵使做了很多年的奴隶，但是当神去举起手的时候，令他们可以走出来。
And many prophets, when they see the people of Israelites are going the path of unrighteousness, call them out and said, remember what God has done to our fathers.
所以看到圣经一次又一次会提醒人，你记不记得神对我们的列祖当日所做的事呢？
And that's precisely what is going on right now in the book of Hebrews, that We ought to remain in the faith by remembering what Jesus has done for us.
所以当我们看回希伯来书的时候，我们要想回神当日为我们所做的事。
Jesus did not just humiliate himself to come on his flesh and went even lower to the place where the dead would reside.
所以你看到就是说，神不单止他道成肉身已经是一个自卑，然后最后当他死在十字架上面的时候，也都是一个的自卑的方法。
He did not do that for his own sake alone. To raise up from the dead, the most humiliated place on earth, and to resurrect it and to exalt it, to be equal with the Father on his enthronement. He did not just do that for no reason.
他所做的一切不是为了他自己的荣耀，不是为了他将来能够被这个有这个的光辉。
We ought to see ourselves in Jesus.
我们也都应该将我们放在耶稣基督的位置。
We were all humiliated by sin.
我们都因为罪的缘故，我们需要去学习自卑。
We were at the lowest point of our life without knowing that there is hope in Jesus.
我们也都会看到耶稣基督里面那一个的盼望。
We were in the midst of sinful people. We were in the midst of unclean lips without knowing that they were unclean lips until Jesus has opened our eyes to see above, to behold the things of heaven.
我们好像这个以赛亚一样，都是嘴唇不洁的人，我们都是住在嘴唇不洁的人的当中。
That we were already in that paradigm, in that pattern, that once we were sinners, once we were blind, but now we see as we always often sing in Amazing Grace.
而今日我们可以在神的面前，我们说这一切是奇妙的救恩。
And that's the love of God that we have received, people, that you have in your heart.
而这个今日我应该也都是这样样对人要有的爱心。
That is the paradigm that we are walking, we're in the process of being exalted and to join in Christ in His glory because we were in that humiliation. However, that humiliation looks more than just being a sinful person, doesn't it? After understanding how sinful we are,How are we ought to maintain our humility before God and before other people?
当我们去知道我们自己的罪的时候，我怎样样在前面的路继续带着谦卑这样去行呢？
It is to let our lordship of our life be Jesus alone.
又话将耶稣基督作为我们生命上面的主。
There must be change between our old selves and to the new.
亦都从我们的老我进入我们的新我的里面。
Now, Jesus was enthroned at the right hand, which means that he was equal power with God himself.
咁我哋话到耶稣基督坐喺神嘅右边，即是话佢同神系同等。
This the right side, not left side, right side often implies, even in the Old Testament, such as 1 Kings 2:2.Chapter 2:19, that it is the person with the equal supreme authority and power as the person who is enthroned.
咁根据呢个列王记上第二章十九节，凡系喺右边嘅人，即系话佢系有呢个好崇高地位嘅一个嘅人。
In the entire Bible, there's only one other place that gives this type of equal authority to any.Any being, and that is Psalm 110, verse 1.
咁而除咗呢喺成个圣经里边，只系诗篇第110篇第一节里边，佢曾经咁样讲过。
David proclaims, "The Lord says to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool."
咁喺呢个嘅诗篇第110篇里边嘅第一节，佢咁样讲，佢话。耶和华对我说：你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌作你的脚凳。
There's no other person in the entire world who received that equal power as the Son, Jesus Christ.
除咗耶稣基督之外，冇一个人接受过咁嘅荣耀，系坐喺神嘅右边。
Now, in other words, when Jesus is with his glorious resurrected power, resurrected body, is sitting right hand of God the Father, means that he's not a dead God, but he's a living God.
咁你当你话到当神系复活之后坐喺神嘅右边，即系话呢一个神唔系一个死咗嘅神，而系一个活生生嘅神。
He still lives and he still rules with the equal authority and power to God himself when he created the world in 6 days.
佢依然係有呢個嘅氣息，佢依然係同神去掌權、去掌管，正如好似當日佢喺頭嗰六日創造天地一樣。
And he's interceding for us.
亦都為我哋去代求。
He is being our mediator.
亦都做我哋嘅中保。
And that is an encouragement that we can receive from today's passage, that he is a living God.
我睇到就話，因為佢一個永活嘅神，所以今日能夠俾到我哋有盼望。
And he is still intercessing for us.
佢都繼續去為我哋去代求。
Now the Son's superior revelation of God, his superior revelation of God, more than the prophets, angels, in the Old Testament, we can see that also in the New Testament, like as I've mentioned.
咁喺呢個新約聖經裏邊，我都可以睇到係耶穌基督係比呢個天使、比一切先知係高好多嘅。
Joseph and Mary encountered an angel when Mary was conceived.
咁當時瑪利亞懷有身孕嘅時候，佢遇到一個嘅天使。
And Mary and Martha encountered an angelic being at the Jesus's tomb.
咁佢哋去遇到一個嘅天使。
And Apostle Paul, before he got blinded in his road to Damascus, he has encountered the voice of God. And voice of God, yes.
咁約瑟佢去見過呢個嘅天使。 咁而呢個保羅喺呢個大馬色路上，亦都去遇見個神。
There's many theologians and pastors have spoken about what these angels were doing and their functions and who they are in the Old Testament and New Testament, but we're not getting into that today.
咁喺新約舊約都佢會講到好多關於天使嘅嘢，我今日唔詳細講啦。
But if the primary functions of angels and his ministry, their ministry here on earth, to represent is to represent God and his plan and to execute his plan, then Jesus.
咁呢個天使嘅工作就話佢嚟到地上，將神嘅旨意去行事出嚟。
Then Jesus Christ is above the angelic beings, for he himself is God executing the promises and plans that he had.
咁但係神係呢個喺天使嘅之上去將呢一切去行出嚟。
Now to understand Jesus Christ as the supreme Son of God, our perfect sacrifice and great high priest, we ought to understand that he is in a special relationship with the Father and the Son.
咁我哋要去明白神呢個特殊嘅呢個地位嘅時候，我就要睇翻。
And to understand his special relationship and his person with the Father and the Son ought to give us an understanding that he is like no other man or no other idols.
神同任何一個人每一樣嘢都唔同，亦都係在乎於佢同神之間嘅關係。
You can hear more about this as old Pastor Tim Keller emphasized and expand on Jesus's miraculous incarnation.
咁如果我哋睇下 Tim Keller 牧師係曾經講過，又話當神點樣樣去道成肉身，其實呢個亦都係一個好奇妙嘅事。
But what we have seen today is to lay the foundation of Christology that we ought to see for the following 4 weeks of his priesthood and his kingship.
咁喺嚟緊嘅星期，我會繼續會講神佢嘅作呢個祭司同埋佢作王。
That Jesus sacrificed himself for our sins and for salvation as our only and one and only mediator between God and us.
而佢係我哋唯一之中間嘅一個嘅中保。
Now that there is a change of subject as well as change of the agents, that God used to deliver his message from the prophets to the angel to the to last his truly human, truly divine Jesus, the Son of God.
我哋睇到就話，我哋講到話由呢個神天父講到呢個聖子嘅時候，亦都講到就話係有一個關係上邊嘅改變。
It is a good introduction for the rest of the book of Hebrews and its content.
咁可以作為一個介紹呢個希伯來書往後我哋要講嘅咩嘢。
I encourage all of us here this morning to remember Jesus Christ as your high priest and your perfect sacrifice for your sin.
咁我會鼓勵你去睇耶穌基督作為你嘅最高嘅祭司，去作為你救恩嘅一個嘅依傍。
I once again encourage you to remember that in his name we find hope and salvation and peace.
亦都喺佢嘅裏邊去揾到你嘅平安。
And remember, Jesus is the one who is sitting right hand of God the Father.
因為耶穌基督係坐喺呢個神嘅右邊。
He's continuously ruling, he's continuously upholding this universe by the word of his power.
而佢所講嘅説話就係一個有權能嘅説話。
And let us love him and respond to his rule and authority by loving him and in our obedience.
讓我哋都去遵循神。 作為一個愛他的方法,
and let us be comforted to know that there is a host in heaven who will invite us as we believe in him and call upon his name.
讓我們都去相信主,
and he is Jesus Christ, the mediator, the prophet, the priest, and the king.
作為我們的先知，作為我們的祭司，亦都作為我們的王。
Let us pray.
我们低头祈祷,
Lord, you uphold this world by your power, and yet you have
主啊，你去掌管呢一个嘅万有,
and yet we see that there are things that are corrupt and unholy and unrighteous.
但我们看到今天这个世界是腐败,
and this narrow path that we took.
我们今天走这个窄路的时候,
and in this narrow entrance gate that we passed,
当我们要过这个窄门的时候,
would you please be, and you alone is our guidance,
让你作为我们唯一的依傍，唯一的带领,
and you alone are lamps to our steps and our feet.
你做我哋嘅先知，做我哋嘅祭司。
Lord, we love you.
我哋爱你。
And increase our love for you by knowing you more and more each and every day.
让我哋能够每一天每一日更加嘅爱你。
We want to walk with you in every moment.
我哋喺每一个时刻与你同行。
We want to fully understand what it means that you have died for us as a perfect sacrifice for our sin and our salvation. We want to live with that conviction in our hearts and joy and happiness of being saved by you, O God. And we praise you and honor you. We give all glories to you in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们是奉一切是奉主耶稣基督的名求。